Ash smiled aghast, took in a short breath and then let it out. The terrifyingly beautiful woman even now had an effect on him, despite Siu having drained him only a few moments ago.
The Emperor's stupid rules,
Gas murmured.
Yes, his stupid rules,
confirmed Ash.
Would you like me to tell you everything first, or would you like to?
He said the last while moving his hand across the table and holding it out to her, as if giving her the choice.
Well,
Gas murmured, sighed, then let her hand fall away from her chin. She reached across the table the two of them were sat at and took Ash's hand in her own, surprisingly. He hadn't intended for her to do that.
I suppose you telling me what's going on would be a great place to start then. I seem to be behind.
Her long, pale brown hair was pulled back behind her head, except for a set of bangs that framed her beautiful face. Brown eyes that were so light in colour they were almost green stared into him as if looking for an answer. Her shape and form were perfect in every way. The features of her face looked as if they were placed in the exact spot they should be, with clean, sharp lines to her jaw and nose that gave her a very refined and elegant look. Full lips, a mouth that looked to smile often, and a skin tone that was blemish-free and clean. There wasn't a single feature or facet of her that didn't wrench Ash's attention away. Garst's fingers slid through Ash's and then held to his hand. Her fingers felt damp and clammy, as if she'd been going through hot and cold flashes and her body was desperately trying to recover. Not that he could blame her. Ash taking all her ki, giving it back, taking it and then giving it back again, had most certainly scattered her control.
That just isn't fair.
Sue purred and then simply put her hand down on Ash's shoulder.
I'm sorry, it isn't intentional.
Garst apologized with a soft click of her tongue while turning her eyes to Sue, who was behind Ash. Unable to help himself, he glanced over at the woman as well, even as the cool-headed and wonderfully desire-free feeling continued due to Sue. She had black hair that had been trimmed, pulled back, and braided behind her head. Her dark brown eyes were crinkled at the corners while looking at Garst. Her hat was currently dangling behind her head on some type of tie. Sue was slim, athletic, and built for martial arts. An ideal beauty for the realm, in truth. Unfortunately for Ash, or more accurately his interest, she was also a year or two older than him, and had a somewhat mature air. Something Ash definitely had an attraction to. A similar feeling that Garst gave off, in fact.
I'm afraid my Tao doesn't allow me to stop with, well, what I am,
admitted Garst and squeezed Ash's hand.
If I could stop it, I promise I would.
It's fine,
breathed Shu in a husky voice. A moment later and her hand shifted to rest on Ash's opposite shoulder. Her hip slid up and pressed to him where her hand had originally been.
I don't mind, since it empowers me anyways. Please, don't mind me and continue.
I'll start then as you asked.
Ash began with an odd thought, that literally this all began with the Emperor and very well might end with him too.
As I said, I killed the Realm Lord and ended up here. The Emperor sent me here personally. He mentioned being here for a few centuries, but he didn't exactly specify.
Garst's brow furrowed and she nodded her head fractionally.
So, came here, killed your hand, became a citizen of Wast.
Ash began wondering how much to reveal to her. He doubted she needed most of the details that concerned her directly, like becoming the hand.
After that I put down formations in the city. Originally, the formations were supposed to just guide ki from the surrounding area to Wast.
Blinking several times, Garst was now fully invested in the conversation. The hand that held Ash's had flexed and was now grasping to him. The door behind him clicked, followed by Na coming over to the table. The handmaiden, Na Sheng, began to lay out a small service that looked like a late lunch or a small early dinner. Na was attractive, pretty even. She shared many features with her cousin Mei. Today, her blue-black hair was loose and hung free. Her grey eyes were warm and ready when she met Ash's gaze. The difference between Na and Mei were mostly in two things. Na was more attractive than Mei, nor did she have Mei's wonderfully endowed chest. Each had regretted they didn't have the other's attributes. Na finished up quickly, then moved back behind Ash.
Originally,
Garst murmured, prompting him to continue while releasing his hand. She daintily pulled her plate and teacup closer to herself and actually looked pleased.
Is this actually tea?
Yes, Lady Garst,
Na replied from behind him.
We have a plan for a steady supply of outside resources. Tea is part of that.
Garst made a happy noise that reminded him of Locke before she picked up her teacup.
Originally, we expanded them. We thought of going to the edge of the prison wall to have the formation slowly creep up the wall,
admitted Ash.
We haven't done that yet. We made plans for it, but never did it. It seems like perhaps we won't have to either. The key is already shifting just with the basic formations I put down and, what I suspect, is me.
Ash's Dao took that moment to flare to life. It roared to a full usage, the golden pillar flashing into extreme activity, plunging Ash and the whole of Wast into the world of sand. It reached upwards some way before rapidly falling back into Ash's Kisi. As it did so, it seemed to claw at the world and push at it, forcing everything into a different momentum. This wasn't the first time his Dao had acted on his own since killing an entire army. In the short time he'd been awake, he had felt it flare up a number of times. No one seemed to notice the change, though Ash once more felt a shift in the momentum around him. That whatever had happened wasn't something that was immediately able to be noticed. Ghast only nodded her head partially at that.
Beyond that, I mostly just stayed here in Wast. Opened a sect, developed some new weapons, and did as you bade me. I had no plans to bother you or the other Key Lords,
confessed Ash.
In fact, if what happened with the Heights and the people in the wilds, I never would have even pulled on your key as I did. Though, now that I'm talking about it, I have to admit that I suspect the Emperor seems to be reacting to me making the moves I am. His pulling out of the guard seemed to line up with me having more of my brides going through. Given the lifetime of a cultivator, let alone the Emperor, it's too much to believe it's a coincidence.
Chewing at her lower lip and looking incredibly cute for some reason, Ghast looked very introspective. It was clear all her thoughts were turning and churning away at what had just been told to her. Then she clicked her tongue and looked back to Ash.
Heights, what happened there? How did you do this? To us?
She asked, picking a direction.
The Heights were attacked by people who live in the wilds. I think this isn't just an attack that was limited to Heights either,
Ash said.
Hui believes that this was an attack against all cities,
interjected Hui, stepping forward toward the table. Her dark hair was braided and pulled back from her face, dark and fathomless. Where her dark brown eyes had been empty when he'd met her here in the prison, they were now glimmering and bright, filled with an intensity that never left. Someone had said that Hui rivaled anyone they'd met in the looks department, with a body that could compete with even Locke.
An attack against all cities to try and take them over,
Hui stated with absolute conviction.
Hui, I believe this to be absolutely true. Heights was decimated. It will take extreme efforts for it to become anything. There was also a city in the wildlands that was a forward base to attack Wast. That is where we fought an army, where Ashley killed them all, by himself. A lake of blood was made for the fallen bride.
Ash felt a grimace at the memory of the dead bride.
Were you also bound our key together?
Ghast murmured with a small nod of her head.
Wait, what? No, I could cut the tie if I truly wished. It isn't permanent.
Ash gave Ghast a smile at that.
Isn't it? Shit.
Okay, I think that solves the questions I had, actually,
Ghast mumbled and took a long sip of her tea. Then she set it down and picked up a meat bun and took a bite. For someone who had just gone from Key Lord to serving one, she seemed calm. Almost too calm, in fact. Ash reached up and laid his hand atop Sue's. At the moment, he was incredibly grateful to her. Her constant drain of his libido kept his mind quite fresh and clear.
That's lovely,
Ghast said as she finished her bite. She set the bun down and looked to Ash with a smile.
You know, I find this rather fine, actually. It's all fine. I thought I'd be forced into a bed for the rest of my life, beaten or killed outright, which, given my position and how many people hate me, those were all quite valid conclusions. Yet here I am, having expected to have lost my horse, but now find that it was actually a blessing.
Yes,
Ash said, not really following. He was glad that Ghast didn't seem bothered, but he didn't understand it completely. There was no way his confusion wasn't showing on his face. Ghast watched him for several seconds, then smiled more broadly.
You're a fated one, aren't you?
She stated.
An actual outlander, not someone with outlander blood. A fated one outlander.
Taking another sip of her tea, Ghast sighed and nodded her head.
I'm a woman that curses my gifts, my abilities, for they force me to grow them ever more and put me in more danger.
Began Garst with some hesitation. Then she gestured at herself.
I'm beautiful. You admitted it yourself. You said you regretted that you wouldn't be intimate with me. Your bride there is constantly draining you of your libido just to think clearly.
Yes,
agreed Ash.
I'm desirable.
Yes.
I'm appealing to you in a way that feels mystical, even if I'm not using any ability on you.
Definitely.
There was a moment when he felt Sue's hand shift on his shoulder, but nothing more, as if his agreement with the statements was ramping him upward again.
I mentioned this isn't by design. It isn't, but it is. I had to give myself these gifts, these abilities, this Tao to survive here.
Garst explained with a shake of her head.
I was already quite beautiful before this. Attractive, appealing. I suffered for it. I decided I wouldn't any longer. I weaponized myself till they couldn't harm me. Except that my weapons are also what brings in the danger. It brings more danger, so I have to be stronger to handle even that. An ever-climbing tower. A horse that has lost the bit. A boulder coming down the mountain as it grows ever steeper. I've battled endlessly with everyone all the way up the position I'm in now, just ever looking for a place to be safe.
Reminds me of Sue.
As if she had the same thought, Sue's hand tightened on Ash's shoulder.
To the point that I became a key lord. I battle other key lords simply for the sake that they'd prefer me in their bed and I am not a possession.
Murmured Garst with a nod of her head. Then she chuckled.
So yes, given the situation, I find this all quite lovely. You've stated you have no designs on my body, no desires on my position, and don't want anything of my empire. You just want to stay here in Wast. You even pushed more key back to me than what you took.
Wait, I did. Oh. It was probably condensed and pure.
Ash was trying to control his thoughts even as he had them, to keep them quiet and not loud inside his own head. Locke was sleeping in the hall for the first time since they'd been sent to prison.
To me, it just seems like I'm going to continue going as I was, though now with a strong backer, partner? Well, someone who I can rely on. One who doesn't want anything from me other than to do what I have been doing,
explained Garst, looking extremely pleased.
Now, if you don't mind, a small directional change in the conversation. To me, it sounds like the key shift will continue to move down, most likely all the way down, either through accident or deliberate choice.
Probably,
Ash agreed.
My end goal is to punch a hole out of the prison, by the way. I'll need a lot of key to do that. I can store, there is no limit. I'm limited by the amount of chi available only. There is no upper limit for me, at any level.
Garst raised her eyebrows at that and nodded her head. She'd taken a bite from her bun while Ash talked. Picking up her teacup, she took a dainty sip and then cleared her throat.
Well, I gather my chi through my deals and taking those I defeated as citizens.
Garst murmured, her eyes moving away from Ash.
Outside of being able to drain women, I can set relationships of key between myself and anyone. There were many who attempted to fight me or get in my way. Anyone who did so and survived were moved to a farm. They're expected to cultivate, live, and do nothing on this farm. I drain all the chi away and keep it for myself. If the chi moves to the bottom level of the prison, I'll need to move my farms. How destroyed is Heights? Or that other city in the wilds? I feel like those would be appropriate locations for my farms to operate and act as citizens, immigrants. They won't mind at all, of course, being moved. If anything, they might enjoy the change in location. Most of them have been farmers for many years, and I imagine it'd be a great change of scenery. I know. I'm being far too merciful. Letting my enemies be part of my organization, even as farmers, is a risk. I've heard it many times, but I just couldn't bring myself to kill possible resources.
Ash opened his mouth while staring at the beautiful woman. He had honestly been thinking that what she'd been describing sounded incredibly cruel. Only to remember that even here, in prison, the morality of his old world didn't apply, a world where humanity, kindness and mercy were luxuries that could be afforded.
I would never say such a thing,
countered Ash.
I find it to be a positive thing that you want to keep your resources moving. As where to put them, Heights. Definitely Heights. It's a very short distance from Wast and show we can respond quickly.
I would personally recommend a bridal manse in between the two locations.
Sue interjected.
It'd be a good place to train and house others as well.
Ash nodded his head at that idea. It was indeed a good idea.
That reminds me, I should try to get the bridal mansion working now that the hall is repaired. In fact, I should go to the hall itself. I haven't gone there in a long time, a very long time.
Move them to Heights.
Gast conceded and finished her meat bun. There was a very pleased look on her face.
Did you want to install a hand in City Lord yourself, or did you want me to do it? I plan on remaining in the Heights, by the way. If everyone starts moving down later on, I need to start acting now. I'm going to try and purchase a few cities around Wast if possible. When they start all moving down to follow the key, I'll likely buy the upper resources. Because, after all, you could easily put down a formation at the top just as you did the bottom. Could you not?
I definitely could.
Ash agreed.
And there it is. I just have to rely on my partner in this and handle the key lord responsibilities for him in return.
Mused Gast with a low and warm chuckle.
This is all rather comfortable for me, if I'm being honest. A weight has lifted off my shoulders.
There was an instant response from Ash that Sue drained away even as she stood there. If he was being honest with himself, he wasn't enjoying the way Gast seemed to be constantly pulling at him without even trying.
I'll see if Locke could provide some type of limiter for Gast. Maybe if she could put whatever she's doing on an on-off switch, she'd be able to do whatever else she wanted to do. All right. Then. I guess that's everything on my end.
Ash offered with a shrug, and then a long sip of his tea.
Indeed. I'm going to head out and go see about running down Susha again. Though maybe I'll force her to wager some things down here this time. She does have a city not too far from here.
Gast mused, taking a quick sip of her tea.
Actually, that'd work out rather well. Now, City Lord? Hand? You never responded to that question.
You pick.
Ash quickly said with a shake of his head.
Just make sure there's someone I can work with since I'll need to make sure it's going the way I want it to. I'll end up doing my best to make Heights a sister city to Wast. I plan on enforce the laws of Wast there and building it up in the same way, to get it into a similar place.
I can do that. That isn't a concern at all.
Gast murmured, sighed, and then looked to Ash with a forlorn smile.
Then I suppose that's all. I'll go back to Keylord things and handle my side. As to Key, just try to keep me at where I'm at right now, or just under it. This is about what I'd need at any given moment to keep ourselves safe. If you don't mind, that is. If you want to give me more than that, feel free. I'll be happy to utilize it to expand our territory.
Ash nodded his head, then stood up. It was time to see Gast off, check a few things around the sect, like the Knights of Shung, then to make a trip he hadn't in a long while. He wanted to go to the hall.